USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today our community faced horror and tragedy in what should have been a community celebration. I'm deeply saddened to know that so many in our community went to a parade but ended up dealing with injury and heartache.
In what appears to be an intentional act, a person drove an SUV into a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday afternoon. Mayor Sean Riley went on to say that this was a senseless act. Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person interested in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
A handful of souls have died and over three dozen injured. This year's Thanksgiving won't be immune to the supply chain issues, but no need to worry. Butterball CEO Chairman Jay Jontrain says the only turkey compromise families might have to make this year is buying a bigger bird than they actually need. USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
A majority of Americans disapprove of President Biden's job performance.
President Biden not faring well on race relations, the economy, immigration, or inflation. A new poll released Sunday by CBS News and YouGov found that only one-third of those surveyed approve of how President Biden has handled inflation. 82% of those surveyed said items are costing them more than they did just not long ago. Less than half of respondents approve of those other major issues. The president did get high marks in his handling of the coronavirus vaccine. The poll of just over 2,000 adults found that 44% approve of the president's job in office. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The new movie by Sony Pictures, Ghostbusters Afterlife, racked up $44 million this weekend, exceeding expectations and unseating Disney's Eternals. The fourth installment in the spooky franchise was projected to gross $30 to $35 million in its opening weekend. The film was delayed by more than a year by the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Kyle Rittenhouse speaks out to Fox News after being found not guilty by 12 of his peers.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense. I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating.
Kyle's mother, Wendy, says he is remorseful.
He does have remorse. Like, if people say if he can do it again, he would. I said he would do it again, but talking to him now, he would never walk down there if this ever happen again. He will never.
Music service Spotify is changing some of its format to accommodate a musician.
Let it be known that I tried.
Adele making news as she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryde.